He who received publicans and sinners in the days of his flesh is still the same. He who wants to mingle with the unconverted in order to deliver them from their sins and to bring them on to the knowledge of himself is still the same. He who touched the leper, the untouchable, still desires to touch the unclean and to scatter the uncleanness. He touched that leper with compassion. Have compassion on me. Move with compassion, the Bible so often says. He laid his hand on him. He touched him. That's still the same. And the poor sinner who's awakened, who feels that he's such a leper, such an unclean leper. Oh, how could I ever go to Jesus, that great one in the glory? Maybe I need to go to Mary. Maybe I need to go to someone who's more like myself. No, you don't. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one as kind, as caring. As Christ, that's what the Gospels are all about. Not to lead you to Mary, that somehow Mary may intercede for you before a very hard and harsh Christ who's lost all his compassion, but Mary somehow still has her compassion. No, that's not the Gospel. That's not the good news. The good news is this Jesus is still the same in glory at the right hand of the Father, and you can come to the throne of grace. And you can get all the mercy and help and the grace that you need as a poor sinner if you but come. And so he's still the same. He who lovingly won the woman at the well is still the same. He who said to proud erring Peter, and indeed all the disciples, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, is still the same. He who wept over Jerusalem is still the same. He who cried, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He who watched them all week long in their ceremony at the pouring out of the waters in the Feast of the Tabernacles, weary with it all and their blindness, and stood up in some prominent place and cried with a loud voice, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He's still the same. That compassionate appeal to sinners. He who had compassion on the multitude so many times and fed them on occasions, he's still the same. He who healed the sick and went about healing all that were oppressed of the devil is still the same. He who looked at erring Peter with that glance of compassion and kindness to win him back and to melt him and to convict him and convert him again is still the same. He who loved his own on to the end, he continues to love them on to the end. He who loved us whenever we were without strength, yeah, who loved us even when we were enemies, is still the same. He who gave his flesh in the days of his flesh is still the same. He who gave us the table to comfort us before he left us is still the same when we sit down to partake at it. Always the same in compassion and grace. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Always the same. So that resurrection, that ascension, that glorification, whatever is taking place in his humanity to make him to be fit to sit down there in glory at the right hand of the Father, that did not change his kindness.